My name's Jeff, and I was I entered the Corps in 1984 as a recruit. I was a snare drummer. Went through the ranks, went through the recruit class, went through the Junior Corps, went through the Senior Corps, and left the Corps in 1991. The obvious difference is the fact that there are females in the Corps now, which there wasn't when I was in the Corps. But to me, the biggest difference I can see with the Corps now is the level of performance. I think through the years, as time goes on, the Corps has just gotten better and better. And you can hear it today with the Junior Corps and the Senior Corps, just the level of performance they play at. Just the memories that you take from being in the Corps, the different trips that you take, the different friends that you make. But as you look back on it, I think that you actually learn a lot of core values in the Corps. They teach you, you know, commitment, responsibility, and things you don't really realize as a kid growing up in the Corps, but you look back on it and you realize that that was actually taught to you. My wife and I brought Macy and my oldest son down to sign my son up, put him on the waiting list, and we came in the building and we talked to Mr. Sutphin, and we took down all of his information, and then when he was done, he asked if we want to sign my daughter up, and it never really crossed my mind to sign her up. We went ahead and gave him the information because I wanted her to have the ability to make the decision for herself, and if she wasn't on the list, then she wouldn't have that capability. So it was kind of an afterthought, but I'm glad Mr. Sutphin asked us if we wanted to have Macy's information put down. Well, I hope she has her own experiences. I hope she takes away with it some of the same things that I did when she looks back on it 30 years from now, that all of the values that she learns. But I hope that she gets to experience most of all the feeling that you get when you actually go out in public and you step off to march and there's hundreds of people following you down the street, and that kind of feeling that you get when you perform out in public.
Like when I was younger, I always kind of knew because we would be going to Colonial Williamsburg for the marches, or he would play the drum for us sometime, or he would tell stories about his time in the Corps, and so it was kind of always something that I knew. I really think it's kind of the music part of it and just being able to play a different instrument that a lot of people don't usually think about maybe trying to play. I knew that it was going to be my decision if I got to be in, and also I knew that just because my dad was in the Corps, they weren't going to pick me to be in the Corps. Most of the people who go in have such a great experience that if you have family members, you hear all the positive things from it, and it'll definitely like impact on your decision if you want to be a part of the Fife and Drums or not.
You definitely know what you're getting into. Plus the fact that you know that it exists, and it takes some time to get a person on the waiting list and to have that ability or that knowledge. It usually stays in the family or close friends or employees of Colonial Williamsburg know. As my grandmother was the one that signed me up. They signed me up when I was born. She worked for Colonial Williamsburg for about 30 years. She was the wig maker. So she was the one that got me into the Corps. So I kind of feel like it was carrying on that family tradition too. So hopefully Macy will carry that on. And other siblings.